How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Good morning. I'm Tad. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning.
How was Father's Day?
It was good.
Yeah.
It was busy. We got up. We took the boy to the pool. We had pool day for the first half of the day. We went home. We took a nap. We got dressed. We went to Ryan's parents' house for the second half. Then, of course, we didn't get to see my parents all day because they live two doors down. So on the way back from Ryan's parents' house, we took the boy to see my parents.
And
we didn't get home and in bed until like 10:30 last night. It was
busy
a long day.
Busy.
How was your Father's Day?
We rented a Swimply. Have you ever used Swimply?
I have not.
It's the
but
Airbnb.
I've talked about it. Yeah.
It's an Airbnb for just swimming pools. If somebody has a swimming pool, you can just rent their pool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was the first time I ever did it. Showed up at the guy's house, started to unload things, and I was like, should we knock on the door? Like, I don't know how this works.
Ask, like, were they there?
Right, he was. The guy was there, and I did knock on his door, and I said, I'm kind of new to this. And he goes, me too. He goes, my first customer was this morning. You guys are only the second people to use the pool. Beautiful, beautiful place. And great times. Hung out with some friends all afternoon. That's 2 days in a row with the day drinking, which Teddy is not good at.
Yeah.
If it's light out and I'm having a beverage, it spells early bed like you read about.
Right.
So I think I went to bed at like 7 on Saturday because we had our launch of B98.5's Berry Buzz.
Which was so good.
So fun. And then same kind of drill yesterday. So I just want to let everybody know I am now fresh as a daisy. Went to bed at like 8 o'clock last night. I love it because when you wake up in the middle of the night, you look at the clock and you're like, oh gosh, is it almost time to wake up or is it 2 a.m. hopefully?
Right.
Last night I woke up, and this is the great thing about going to bed super early. I woke up and I was like, oh gosh, it's got to be close to 4. It was 11.
Oh my gosh.
It was 11 p.m. I'm like, all right.
That makes you feel good because then you know you got like at least four more hours of sleep.
Yeah.
What is that like?
I know, right?
What is sleep
like? I'll tell you about it off the air. It's wonderful.
It's never too late to apologize with Tad, Drex, and Kara. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
All right, Amanda, sounds like you're having a little drama at your church.
It's in my worship group. Basically, it's like 5 to 6 couples. We get together for like Bible study, fellowship, mentorship, just like social events and stuff.
Well, if anybody's going to be willing to give forgiveness, it's got to be somebody in a Bible study group, right?
Yeah, you'd think so, but sometimes some of the people can be a little like judgy.
What happened exactly?
So this other girl in the group, her name's Melissa. I think she thinks that I was flirting with her husband.
But you weren't, right?
Oh my God, no, not at all. I was there with my husband.
You're there with your husband. So why would she think that?
I've been told in the past that I can be sometimes a little touchy feely. I definitely don't mean anything by it. Like, I don't even actually notice I'm doing it, but sometimes I'll just put my hand on someone's shoulder, touch their hand when I'm talking to them. Bible study, it's all about connection, you know? It's like...
Not in that way.
Yeah. Not in that way, but it's just like subconscious to me. Maybe I made her husband feel a certain type of way. If I did that, I want to get forgiveness from her because it's not how I meant it.
So are these old friends? Do they know that you're kind of a touchy-feely person?
No, that's part of it. These are brand new friends. We just joined the church last month. We're new to Atlanta. We feel a little lost. It's one of the reasons we went to church.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And they've been super welcoming, and they're the only friends we have right now.
Oh, my goodness.
It gives the whole community, you know? I just don't want to mess it up.
So did anybody come out and say anything to you about this, or?
After it happened, I looked up, and Melissa is just giving me these dagger eyes.
Oh, yeah. I give those to Tad all the time.
Yeah. I kind of like froze and was thinking like, what the heck? Like, what did I do? But then I looked down and my hand is on her husband's arm.
Oh my gosh.
You really are touchy-feely.
I know.
Like, I had no idea what I was doing. Old diddles over here.
I didn't, though. And I should have just explained in the moment or apologized then. I just felt super awkward.
Oh, my gosh. So she didn't call you on anything. She just kind of stared you down.
But then I saw on Facebook that the same whole group was getting together over the weekend. And we did not get invited.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
I felt bad. I don't want to ruin this for my husband either. Like, he was making connections with some of the guys. And
all right. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to get this. What's her name?
Melissa.
Melissa on the phone.
Yeah.
And we'll see if she'll forgive and forget.
Thank you so much.
Just try to keep your hands to yourself while we...
I know.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you make better apologies than this.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Just helping Amanda ask forgiveness from her friend Melissa. They were in a church group, and Amanda admits she's a little touchy-feely. She touched Melissa's husband's arm and got the dagger eyes and has been excluded from church activities since then. So we're going to get Melissa on the phone here. Amanda, she won't know you're on the line when she first picks up, okay?
Okay. Hello?
Hi, is this Melissa?
Yes.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you?
Okay.
We do a segment on our show every weekday morning called Forgive and Forget. And we're reaching out because somebody asked us to help them ask you to forgive them.
They want me to forgive them? That's so weird. I don't even know what that would be about. I feel bad if they were too nervous to come to me.
Well, it's somebody that's kind of new in your life, a woman named Amanda. She was worried that you might have gotten the wrong idea about her.
Oh, are you sure she wants to have this conversation in public? This feels kind of private.
So you know what this is about?
Yeah, she just makes some inappropriate choices.
Well, that's the thing. She says it's not really a choice. It's kind of something she just does subconsciously without even realizing it.
Like she gets dressed in the dark or something? What do you mean?
Dressed in the dark?
This is about her clothes, right?
No, this is about how she can be overly touchy-feely and the wives in your small group think that maybe she got too close with some husbands?
Oh, I mean, I guess I didn't notice that. Did someone say that to her?
She thought you gave her a little look. I think she described it as dagger eyes. But what is it about her clothes?
Obviously, she wanted us to look at her everything.
Everything? Was she, like, naked or something?
Almost. It was super weird, honestly. Like, we try to be pretty open in our group. We love newcomers, but her outfit just made everyone very uncomfortable last week. It was like this mesh see-through. It looked like something a teen might wear to a music festival or something. We just could see everything. It was weird. For everyone, why would you wear a see-through top to a Bible study?
That's a good question.
It's a good time probably to bring Amanda on before we go any further. Amanda.
This is about my clothes. I asked you if I needed to dress formal and you said no. Amanda, I'm so sorry, but why would you wear a see-through top to church? But it wasn't to church. It was your house. You're making this sound worse than it is. It's 2024.
How see-through are we talking? She said it looked like something that you would wear to a music festival that a teenager would wear. What?
Like, hardly at all. It's like a black mesh turtleneck, and I had a black bra underneath it. So you couldn't actually really see anything. It was just all black. It just wasn't appropriate for a group study. Okay. I know groups can be judgy. I didn't think this group would be that judgy to me over what I wore.
We're not judging you. I was obviously going to tell you privately. It's just probably not a good look for Bible study is all.
Okay, well, I thought you, if anyone, would actually understand.
Oh, here
we go. Why me?
I mean, I just think it's interesting you were worried about seeing my bra when literally the entire group there of both women and men saw your entire chest.
Excuse me? What?
That's not the same thing, Amanda.
How? What are you guys even talking about?
Like, you're worried about people seeing my bra under a black mesh top when you've literally flashed your bare nipples to everyone multiple times.
What kind of Bible study is this, and how do I sign up?
She means to breastfeed my baby.
A boob is a boob if everyone's seeing
it. No, it's not, Amanda. Breastfeeding is a natural, beautiful process.
And don't you usually have some kind of, like, blanket or shawl or something to, like, toss over?
Most women, but not Melissa. She just opens up her shirt and shows everybody.
So am I just not supposed to feed my baby then?
I did not say that. I just don't think you should be worried about seeing my bra and making such a big deal about it when you literally showed everyone your naked breasts. That's super hypocritical.
It's not the same thing at all.
Well, maybe no one's going to say anything to you about seeing your boob because it was your house, but like, it definitely makes people feel weird when you just whip it out. And then to call me out, it's a double standard. I don't need this. I'm sorry I called.
Well, we don't always get forgiveness on Forgive and Forget, but curious, a question came up. Is it the same thing? Your reaction, 404-741-0985.
Want to weigh in on what Tadrex and Kara are talking about? Leave them a message on the free V98.5 app.
I know you're busy, so I'll make this quick. Goodbye.
Just click the open mic feature and you can hear yourself on the show. Tad, Drex, and Kara. Weekday mornings from 5 to 10 on
B98.5. Tad, Drex, and Kara show revisiting this morning's Forgive and Forget. We do it every weekday morning at 7 o'clock. Interesting debate. I didn't know that this was going to be a debate, but Amanda called because she thought she might have been too handsy. She's just a handsy person. We get her friend Melissa on the phone. They were at a church function, by the way, at Melissa's house. We get Melissa on the phone. She goes, no, it wasn't that. It was her outfit. She was wearing this mesh top. I could see her boob. Amanda comes back with, I was wearing a bra under that, and you whipped out your breast to feed your child. The question is that the same thing?
Is a boob just a boob?
Is a boob a boob? And bringing Melissa back on because you say absolutely not.
It's my right to breastfeed my baby. This is so ridiculous. It's not like I'm trying to be sexy. Everyone knows breastfeeding should be allowed.
Oh, it totally is. And it sounds like no one has said anything to you before about feeling uncomfortable.
No, they haven't.
And you don't feel uncomfortable, obviously. And I'm not saying that you should, no. But I'm just wondering if you've picked up any vibes from the other women or men there.
Not at all. If they were uncomfortable, that's on them.
Right, because you're feeding your baby, and that's what's going on there. Caroline and McDonough, do you think somebody dressing sort of provocatively for a Bible study group at somebody's house is the same thing as breastfeeding your baby?
I'm sorry, but a boob is not just a boob, especially in polite society and at church gatherings. Like, you should not be dressing provocatively, and you also shouldn't be whipping out your boob to breastfeed your child.
But they're just feeding their baby.
And they have their boob all the way out. It's like they're saying, look at me. Like, and then they get mad if you are looking, right? They're yelling at people for staring. It's like, we live in society. Boobs are covered up. That's just the way things are. I breastfed my children, and I did it under a nice little covering because that's what we do.
404-741-0985 if you want to join the conversation. You could also leave us a message. Use the open mic on the B98.5 app. Is it the same thing dressing provocatively versus feeding your child? And I'm gathering, at least from Caroline, that breastfeeding in public, you should cover that up? Yes or no? I do say I am shocked. Most people think breastfeeding should be done in private.
I'm so torn on this topic. Like, on one hand, I totally believe as a woman and as a nursing woman, you should be able to feed your child whenever your child is hungry and needs to be fed.
Right.
And you shouldn't have to go into a bathroom or hide yourself. But at the same time, we are talking about it being in public and polite society. And I don't know, but just for me, I can't bring myself to do that. Like, it's just, I just can't do it myself.
But so that's fine. if you don't feel comfortable, you do what you do, right?
But exactly.
If a woman feels comfortable doing it, I also don't see a problem with that.
Then do it. Totally. I co-sign that 100%. But also, I do think that you should kind of cover yourself a little bit.
So if you see another woman breastfeeding her child in public, you kind of, you're like, ew. It makes you feel a certain way.
No, but I do. I mean, more power to her for having the gumption to just do it. I don't have it.
Alex in Ackworth.
The girl with the black mesh, she had a good point. She should have just asked before whipping it out, being like, hey, I'm going to breastfeed my child. I hope you don't mind. So that people had the chance to, like, look away or something.
Or to get adjusted, get ready for it.
Yeah, but she was at her own home. So go into the baby's room to do that. If you have a group of people that are there and you don't want to just whip it out in front of everybody.
Oh, so you're saying she's at her own home.
Yeah.
Goes to another room.
Yeah, they said that it was a small group that was meeting at her house. So if she didn't want to offend anybody, move to another room.
I'm sorry, but I grew up in a household where it was just accepted. It's more National Geographic than it is Playboy.
Oh, I've been saying that since I had my baby. But still, like, in a group of people, I wouldn't do that. I would kind of squirrel away someplace else and do that. I wouldn't even do that in front of my family.
Interesting. Robert in Monroe, good morning.
Feeding in public should be a private thing between a mother and a child. I mean, as long as it's... the lady is covered. I mean, that's a private thing for a mother and her child. Who wants other men staring at your wife?
Whenever I see a woman breastfeeding her child, I just don't look. I don't judge
her.
Well,
I always look away, too. Yeah. I always look away, but...
Well, you guys are upstanding guys. Some people don't. And most of the time, they will just sit and stare and make you feel horribly uncomfortable, which is why, as a nursing mother still, right. I will not do that in public. Like... I've only nursed around my mother and my best friends. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, even my husband's family, I squirrel away into another room. I go someplace else to be with my baby.
We've been in church and mother's breastfeeding in church and it's very distracting.
Robert, you have to keep yourself under control, man. Get a hold of yourself. Shocking. We've gotten tons of calls, tons of open mics. Not yet have we heard from one person that says it's okay for a woman to breastfeed her child in public. Let's check in on another open mic.
Hey, this is Robin in Stockbridge. I wanted to say that I nursed one of my two children, and I never felt comfortable doing that in public. I feel like that is an intimate moment between mother and child, and it should not be put on display.
What is even happening here?
How sad is it that a woman's body has been so sexualized that we can't even nurse our babies? I mean, again, I won't do it in public because it makes me feel a certain kind of way. I don't like the stares. I don't like the criticism. I don't like the judginess of everybody else.
And you don't want to be one of those people that are sort of like, here I am,
yeah,
deal
look,
with it.
Here it is. Right. I'm going to do it whether you like it or not. Like, yeah. I just can't do that. But how sad is it that this is this is what everybody's perception is?
And how odd that old Tatty Toaster over here is advocating for it so strongly.
It's because of your beautiful, crunchy wife that...
She's had kids dangling off her for the last 9 years. Aziza in Atlanta, you are a doula.
There are a lot of babies that do not like cover-ups. They will rip it off, they'll throw out their mom, they will look up at you and say, I'm not wearing this.
Right.
Because when you eat, do you put a cover-up on yourself? No, you don't do that. The baby does not like it either.
There are times I wish I could cover myself up when I'm eating.
Oh, my gosh.
Squirrel away in the corner. I don't want people to see me going four plates deep at the buffet.
Yeah, I believe that.
Giving you just enough information to look smart in front of your coworkers. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. It's going to be hot, humid, dry today with a high of 93. It's 76 now in Fairburn. What's going on, Kara?
There's a new song coming that you'll probably be hearing at weddings for years to come. We'll get to that in just a second. But summertime is always fun, but can be quite expensive because trying to find things to do that won't break the bank is tough.
Right.
But Regal Cinemas is going to help us out. They just kicked off their 9-week Summer Movie Express program where they'll have two PG-rated movies for just $1 every Tuesday and Wednesday at over 400 participating theaters. Pretty cool. So this week, it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem, and Angry Birds 2. But there's a whole big old list of movies. Despicable Me 3, Paw Patrol the Movie, Spider-Man, Trolls Band Together, Lyle Lyle Crocodile, and more. So get the kids into the movies. You'll at least shut them up for an hour.
Right. If it's a movie that you ignore when your kids are watching at home, you'll love ignoring it in the theater.
Exactly. Now, Post Malone has been going down his country road lately. And for Father's Day, he shared a little clip of a new song he's been working on that fans are already calling the perfect father-daughter wedding dance tune.
When I walk down that aisle and do what daddies have to do. But her first dress, it was pink. She might be your better half. Yeah, but she's my everything. We both love her forever. But I loved her long before. And one day I know I'll give her away. Buddy, that don't mean she's yours.
What?
It's kind of cute.
Doesn't that sound a little threatening?
No.
Like, buddy, I loved her first. Like,
I think it's sweet. Posty's gone a little soft since he's had his daughter, and I think it's precious.
If you're a dad, your job is to treat your daughter the way you want her to be treated. You want her to expect to be treated by men. After that, you know, I'm not going to threaten the guy.
Dude, you're in the South. We threaten those guys now.
Like what you hear?
Yes.
Yes.
Listen live to Tad, Drex, and Kara weekday mornings from 5 to 10.
What we determined is that basically from Friday and over the weekend is that, no, when you tell your husband that he's going to be a dad for the first time, he's not going to give you the reaction that you're expecting or want or hoped for. He's going to be like, in my case, is this real?
You see all these, like, videos on social media of people doing these grand kind of presentations to their significant other that they're expecting. But the social media videos, they're always like, oh my gosh, I'm freaking out or crying or
not skeptical.
Like, sweetly embracing, not like, really? What?
Yeah.
Is this happening?
So I'm going to play you. This is from Friday. We were talking about, you know, how did he react when you told him he was going to be a dad for the first time? It was Father's Day and everything. And this woman, Sarah, calls up. She goes, this is so wonderful because I haven't told my husband, Cody, that we're expecting. And Kara, you convinced her, like, let's do it on the radio.
Yeah, I thought it would be a great idea.
Oh, you thought it would be a great idea. Listen to what happened on Friday.
You're going to be a dad. We're having a baby.
I don't know that's crazy.
Wait, what do you mean?
I'm at work. Can I call you later or can I see you at home?
Like, can you call me later? Are you excited?
Cody,
I can't believe it.
Isn't this what we wanted? We've been trying for so long. Hey,
thank you for calling. It's a lot.
Are you excited?
Sure.
Thank you for calling.
It's a lot. Like, that is...
To your wife?
Ugh.
So we have Sarah on the phone now. We asked her to call back and tell us what she learned over the weekend.
Oh, y'all. So I found out that the reason he's been acting off and was so weird... Gosh, I can't even believe I'm saying this out loud. He had a vasectomy.
No. How is that possible?
Yes. We've been trying for months. All I've ever wanted... was to be a mama, and I know he's, you know, always wanted kiddos, and I just feel so betrayed.
So hold on a second. You didn't know he had done this previously?
They were trying to have kids.
And he didn't tell you?
And we've been trying months to have this baby, and all weekend long, he's been accusing me of having an affair.
Because he had a vasectomy, you're pregnant, how else could you be pregnant?
Of course, I did not have an affair. I would never, ever do that. I'm so loyal to him. I love him so much.
So now, what are you going to do? So he thinks you're having a... That's terrible. This is Father's Day. You're supposed
Father's
to be
Day
celebrating
weekend.
This great news.
We have a blood test scheduled for this week.
You're going full Maury on this.
Yeah, it makes me so sad that we even have to do this. It's supposed to be such an exciting time.
Well, also, like, not only being accused of having an affair, but the fact that you guys were trying, there's mm-hmm. such a betrayal
mm-hmm.
with a secret vasectomy. Maybe it didn't take. Sometimes those swimmers just jump.
Well, and that's what I was researching over the weekend, is that not always do they work.
Right, right, right.
Well, you seem to be in pretty good spirits about this. Like, you sound okay.
Well, if he didn't want kids, the joke's on him, because I'm pregnant and triplets run in the family.
Oh, jeez.
We're talking to the Octomom. Well, listen, all the best to you. I'm sure you're going to do that test. He's going to accept his fate. There's something that you could hold over his head for a good
Absolutely.
Long while.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt. Thank you, guys.
I'd totally be like, all right, we'll do the DNA test, but if it is determined that you are indeed the father, you will pay dearly. I don't know how, when, or what, but if I'm her, I start brainstorming that immediately.
Oh, he'll pay.
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Lisa and McDonough, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
We're great. Did you have a good weekend?
I actually came from out of the country, so we're just not getting back. We went to Mexico.
Wow.
Hey. All right.
Vacay.
Well, there's somebody that could use an extra $100 probably to pay for all those fruity beverages.
You know it. You know it. I'm in debt, baby.
Can you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it's about time she hits the tarmac.
I'm out of here, Lisa. Good luck.
Thanks.
Kara will step out. I'll ask you 5 trivia questions and bring Kara back in. Ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she's going to have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm a little nervous, but I think I am.
Question number 1, Inside Out 2 had a big opening weekend, which was a relief to Pixar because they've struggled lately. Before a movie starts, what is the object that bounces on the eye in the Pixar logo?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Didn't need an answer. Moving on to question number 2. Nick Jonas is set to star in the Broadway musical The Last 5 Years. True or false, this will be Nick Jonas's first time performing on Broadway.
True.
Question number 3. Chef Gordon Ramsay said he's lucky to be alive after a bike accident. What celebrity chef calls himself the mayor of Flavortown?
That would be, Guy Fieri.
Question number 4, Princess of Wales made her first public appearance of the year following her cancer diagnosis. Who's the Princess of Wales? What's her first name?
Catherine.
And finally, question 5, Tom Brady says he's not to blame for Gisele Bündchen's recent breakup with her boyfriend as a result of jokes told during the Netflix roast. What type of profession does Gisele's boyfriend have? What does he do for a living?
He's some kind of trainer.
I'm going to accept that.
Yeah.
We'll probably take any kind of, you're in the ballpark at least. Bringing Kara back in. Gonna ask her the same questions. You actually finished strong there, which I love.
Thanks.
Kara, ready for the same questions?
I think so.
Number 1, the Pixar logo at the beginning of a movie of Pixar, there's something that comes out and it bounces on the letter I. What is that object?
It's like a lamp.
A lamp is correct. Our friend Lisa didn't have an answer. It's 1-0. Question number 2. True or false, Nick Jonas's role in the Broadway musical The Last 5 Years will be his Broadway debut.
True?
That is incorrect. This will be his 6th time on Broadway.
Whoa.
So it is still 1-0. Question number 3. What celebrity chef calls himself the mayor of Flavortown?
Guy Fieri?
Guy Fieri is correct. Lisa got that right, too. It's 2-1. Question number 4. Who's the Princess of Wales?
Kate Middleton?
It's 3-2. Final question. Tom Brady's ex, Gisele, she had a boyfriend. They just broke up. What did he do for a living?
He was her yoga instructor.
yoga, jujitsu, martial arts. She said trainer. We'll accept them all. Final score, 4-3. Lisa and McDonough, are you smarter than Kara?
Obviously not.
Kara, your new record, 1,803 wins and 56 losses.
Sorry, Lisa.
Congrats, girlfriend.
Thank you.
No cash, but you get those four tickets to the advanced screening of Despicable Me 4, July 1st, AMC Parkway Point. Despicable Me in theaters July 3rd, rated PG.
Thank you.
Keeping up to date on everything happening from Atlanta to Hollywood and beyond, Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Hot, humid, dry today with a high of 93. 74 now in Swanee. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you about the funny thing that a major star says every time they are taking photos in just a second. But Taylor Swift confirmed something last week that we hoped she wouldn't, at least not yet anyways. On her 100th show of the Eras Tour, she was in Liverpool and fans were speculating that she was going to drop some major news. Everybody was hoping that it would be the latest announcement of whatever Taylor version album would be coming soon, or maybe some extra tour dates on the Eras Tour.
Or maybe she's going to marry her fake boyfriend, Travis Kelce.
Stop with the fake boyfriend thing. It'll happen, just not until after this tour is over. Okay. Anyways, the news that she dropped was exactly the opposite from what everybody was thinking.
The celebration of the 100th show for me means this is the very first time I've ever acknowledged to myself and admitted that this tour is going to end in December. Like, that's it. And that feels like so far away from now, but then again, it feels like we just played our first show on this tour because you have made this so much fun for us.
Oh, she's going to end the tour back in December.
Uh-huh. You've got limited days that you can do this. There's only going to be a couple more shows in the States, and everything else is overseas, so...
Good news is cheaper to see her overseas than it is to see her in America.
That's a true story. Now, what do you say to get everybody to smile for a photo? Do you have something like fun or silly or interesting?
I think just somebody standing in front of a group of people waiting to take a picture is enough of an indication that it's time.
Right,
it's go
as an
time.
Adult?
Like, let's see those pearlies.
So legendary actor Robert De Niro says cheese every time he's asked to take a photo.
Like unsolicited. Just when it's time to take a picture, he goes, cheese.
Cheese. So I didn't have time to pull the clip, but I was looking back to see, is this legit? And there's some video from 2007 where some fans were coming up to him and asking him to take a picture. And they pull out the camera, and you can hear him go, cheese. Well, Judd Apatow was doing some press for the Tribeca Film Festival when he spilled the silly secret, saying that the best actor in the history of Earth has to say cheese to create a smile
to
for
get
photos.
Himself. Well, now, to create a smile for me, I have to look away so that when they're about to take the picture, I'm looking away, and I look right at the camera with a smile because I can't stand when somebody is taking too long to take the photo, and you're standing there, and you're like,
right,
like trying to hold it.
The weird, like the awkward smile because it's not really a smile. You're just holding it for too long.
But yeah, the cheese thing usually ends when you're, I don't know, 5 years old.
We don't say cheese for Riker. We just go, Riker, smile. And he does this little thing where he like touches his cheeks and smiles. And I'm like, I don't know where that came from, but you're really cute, kid.
Yeah. In order to get our 2-year-old daughter, Sophie, to smile for a picture, we have to say poop in the hat. Poop in the hat.
That'd make anybody
Here's what's
smile.
Coming up next with Tad, Drex, and Kara.
And you can check our Instagrams if you want to see our darling children make up. Because I got the best ones are where she does like the Mayor McCheesens, you know, like the fake smile at Tad on Air or at K-Doublicious. So our Instagram accounts.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.